and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the No God Band, on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you'd never put us. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I have a baby.
Have a baby? What? What?
Yep.
What do you, how? What are you talking
about? If I have a baby, then I'll be barefoot and pregnant and won't have any time to do any of the show work. No show work, no show.
But you've always said you never wanted to have children.
Well, I guess the listeners just better subscribe.
I'm so confused.
I'll do it.
Well, do it then.
I don't really want to have a baby. Please subscribe. And if you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Stokes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California at nighttime. In the sunny Studio City, we have Jessica Michelle Singleton, Caroline Gale, and Lisa Kastner. You know these folks
from the world of reason.
Thanks for being here, everybody.
Are reasonable, I think.
That was really ghostly reason.
That was like a Don Pardo ghost.
Yeah.
Well, good.
It was, right?
That's a compliment.
Reason.
That was too much reason.
It sounds like a ghost, man. It's
yeah.
Weird.
So what?
It's the season.
Tis the season for the reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm thoroughly outgendered here.
You are. Congratulations.
My plan.
What?
Has been, what's the word?
Executed?
Yeah, that works. That works.
You're going to be executed. That's my plan.
Shit. That's a weird
plan. Is that an orgy?
That's not what an orgy is,
okay.
Honey.
I'm very confused. I got to look this up.
No, honey.
Well, thanks for being here. It's great to have you all here on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Being here. Thanks for having us.
And since you are all ladies, Heather, go ahead. Take it.
Yeah. This is all
he cannot handle
Emery is
it.
Leaving.
I have brought together some of the coolest, smartest girls you'll ever meet on the interwebs.
And me, too.
Oh, I guess I need to
leave. Right? So we've got a comedian. We've got a science nerdist, model dance
Magician.
You guys can't label
mentalist.
Me. Unlabelable.
We've got a writer.
I am.
She's a writer. She writes for a fucking living.
There you go. Yeah.
What's yeah. that about?
You make money writing?
I don't know. Supposedly, yes.
But that's what you do. What's your job?
What's my job?
Yeah.
Whatever people will pay me to do.
Oh, but you go writing. To an office, though, don't you?
I do go to an office.
So it's like you write in the office, don't you?
You understand writing is an art form, right?
It is.
Yeah, that's why she needs to have a day job.
But isn't that your day job?
Do you write
now? What do you do for your day job?
I'm not going to tell you that. But.
What?
Oh, okay.
It's a mystery.
She's a porn star.
Who's the magician now?
Some of us have the lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
some of us, all of us. What are you
My favorite.
I know, right?
Caroline Gale just mouthed.
What are you doing for money, Caroline Gale?
Yeah, Caroline.
Yeah.
I teach children Caroline. About robots. That's what I do for money.
Totally.
And sometimes I wear very skimpy outfits and I hand things to people. That's fun.
Magician's assistant.
Oh, man.
I
that's
do that
the best
sometimes.
Kind of assistant.
Uh-huh. And sometimes I get in front of a camera and wear some varying degree of clothing and do stuff.
The acting shit.
Yeah, that shit.
Oh, that.
What have you been in recently?
Most recently, I did an eHarmony commercial.
Oh. Get the fuck out of here.
I made an eHarmony commercial.
But did you really find love? It's all a lie.
It's all a lie.
She's in the commercial, not on the site.
No.
But I thought... They
it
were.
It's
all.
A, it's a
weren't
lie.
Actors. I thought they were real people.
Yeah, she's,
doesn't
she's
it say that?
Like she found true love.
You're it's really funny.
You mean it's they're not lie. Really couples? Did they put you with a guy and everything?
They actually paired me with a girl, and she's like, we're sitting on a bench Hot. Together, and she's going. She has like this poster board with her dream wedding on it, and
oh
she's like,
God.
I'm manifesting how I'm gonna get married, and I'm like, bitch, you crazy? And then dude is like, have you tried eHarmony? And she's like, what? That's the entire commercial.
Wow. Wow. lines are easy.
They were easy.
You're amazing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bitch, you crazy. That's all you
got to
say.
The guy who got paid to say bitch, you crazy.
Well, I'm thinking that there was like some type of expletive bleep involved in that.
Yeah.
Bitch. It's like, you're crazy.
When you read for the part, do they have you do it differently a couple times?
No, they were just like, how you did it? Perfect. Sold.
Is that really what happened? They didn't go more ginger?
That was like,
can you be more ginger?
My audition for that commercial is the least amount of work I've put into any audition ever in my entire life.
And
like,
I booked it.
I showed up 10 minutes late for both like my callback and my initial audition. I got rained on. My makeup was running. I was like, oh, man.
They're like, yeah, she looks like someone who'd be online dating.
She looks like, right? That looks right.
She's covered
this looks
in
right.
rain.
Perfect.
Carl Delaney on the wall asks me to ask you about director's cut.
Yeah.
What does he want to know about director's cut?
What do you want to know, Kyle?
Just general director's cutting?
Yeah, like what did you do?
What was your
thing?
I am in director's cut. I play Naked Paddle Girl.
Number one or two?
No, there's only one.
Oh, darn.
I was the only one. I killed the other one.
She's the lead Naked Paddle Girl.
It was exclusive.
I'm the lead Naked Paddle Girl. I paddle a gentleman with a board. Oh, they 1920s me
a
out.
A board?
Ooh, cute.
So it's like a paddle board, like what you hit a
kids with.
But he put nails.
Don't
my
y'all. Yeah.
There were nails in it, and then I spanked him for a while, and then I got eaten. It's great. So you can see my dead naked corpse.
That kind of eating.
I know. I was wondering what that meant.
That means two things, yes?
It means a few things. It was the fun one.
So here are my credits. Here are my credits to date. Bitch You Crazy and Naked Paddle Girl. I'm doing well, guys.
You're crushing
Acting's
it.
Going so good.
I'm thinking you should have done the Bitch You Crazy in like a very upper-class British accent.
Bitch, you crazy. No, I can't do it.
You can't do it.
It doesn't work. It's not going to land, man.
I was about to do it.
It was about to happen.
Do you know anything about what's going on with that movie?
I know that it's finished.
Okay.
That's the extent of my knowledge. Like, I keep asking when it's actually going to come out. Yeah. When we're going to see.
We're all
asking.
When
can we see Naked Paddle Girl?
I can show you Naked Paddle Girl. There's photos of it all over the place. You can see my tits covered in blood on the internet.
Nice.
Me too, but I'm not in a movie.
Or in my room later.
Or right here.
Why do you want my boobs covered in blood, guys? I don't really understand that.
Please note that I did not make a comment.
Okay, this was this side of the table. But it's pretty easy to find.
Emery's looking for the picture.
They're actually on Facebook. Facebook did not remove them.
Really?
I'm surprised about it. You can see my nipples on Facebook.
That's
regular Facebook, not even like a private group.
Really?
Oh, man.
Yes. You were just waiting.
Public.
I don't know. Is that offensive?
I'm like,
the Facebook's like, this isn't nudity.
It's literally me on a table and my intestines are coming out of me and my nipples are up here and I'm just.
Well, I hope they're up there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe they figure, it's a movie shot.
Yeah, that might be.
No
my
one reported
nipples
it.
Are up here.
Yeah. Usually someone has to report that.
It has to be reported.
It's not a photo that I uploaded. I can look while somebody else talks. Like, we don't need to talk about my nipples for this.
Yes, we
of
do.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can. This is
a female show.
I'm not going to take this away from
you. That's all we have.
But I'm just saying we could take a break from talking about my nipples, talk about someone else's nipples for like a minute.
Where can we find your nipples?
Yeah, where are your nipples on the internet?
Nowhere that you want to look. I have one lazy nipple.
Oh, honey, we all have at least one.
And then usually the other one's falling out of my bra or whatever dress I'm wearing. So
we all have a lopsided boob.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, well, mine's like.
As long as they're natural, we have lopsided boobs.
Well, everyone has.
They're sisters, not twins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But mine are like, I got like one boob and then the other one just never showed up.
They're only twins if they're fake.
And even then.
Oh, right.
Even then, one might have an issue over another.
That's true.
They're just gross.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Because I can't afford them.
Yes, exactly. You can't get the aftermarket ones or anything?
Heather's been talking about the possibility. She's been thinking about it.
I don't want to get.
Have you?
I don't want to
do like
boobs.
The quadruple Ds?
No, I wouldn't. I would make my flabby boobs look just like normal boobs.
Just like have them be
this
even.
This is something weird. I have never seen anybody do this, but she had a kind of a pain in her chest and she had to go to the doctor and we had a worry. We were like, oh no, what's going on?
Uh-oh.
Within a couple of days, she's going, I'll just have them ripped out and get some fake ones put in. Like, whoa. That is, you
that's
are amazing.
That's not exactly what I said, but that's kind of what I said.
I mean, that's always been my thought. Like, if I got breast cancer in my one good boob, I'd be like, no.
Well, screw it. Just get rid of both of them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Or I'd let the tumor kill me if it was in the small one, so then they'd just be symmetrical in the casket.
Uh-huh.
In the casket.
That's really what matters. You want to make sure your tits look good when you do open casket.
Make sure I have a low-cut top on.
Wait.
A little bit of glitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to do a topless?
And do
a
the
bron-
open just
casket.
The bronzer that makes them look bigger. You put the bronzer on top.
Oh, you're gonna contour your tits for
That is the only time
your...
I will ever have great cheekbones will be when I'm dead and they do that. The whole like
contour,
yeah,
full.
Yeah, it'd be fabulous.
I just want full camera
Girls,
makeup.
Emery,
let's have a makeover show.
Woo! Let's do a funeral party.
Let's have a dead people makeover show. Totally.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so Caroline's sending us her tits.
Why don't you wait till I have it?
I'm saying that she's sending. Jesus Christ.
You're someone vamp. God.
Okay, so.
We're all in fucking show business. Somebody deal with this.
Okay, so I'm going to vamp. One of the reasons I went to get my boob checked is because I was having pain. He already mentioned that.
Where, in the middle? Because I've been having that.
Just on my right boob. Just started. It like woke me up in the middle of the night. I was in a lot of pain, and I was like, okay, this is not normal. I need to figure something out. So I go to my general practitioner. I've told the story once before on the show. I've gone to my general practitioner, and he feels me up, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if you know anything about Ahmed or something. I don't know. Ahmed. So he fills me up, and I'm like, he goes, oh, it's probably nothing. I'm like, well, I want a mammogram. He goes, well, I guarantee you it's nothing. I'm like, I want a mammogram.
Yeah, like, well, just let me be assured then.
Right. So he sends me.
I'm spending the money.
He puts in a referral for me, and he goes, no, we put in a referral. This is how your insurance works. And then you wait,
right.
And then years. They call you, and then you totally. Go get your mammogram. So I waited 2 weeks, and then I was like, fuck this. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm going to Planned Parenthood. Ma.
Yay.
So I go to Planned Parenthood, and the nurse was female doctor was great. Loved my tattoo, by the way. And she felt me up. I felt much more comfortable with her, of course. And she goes, okay, well, you know, usually pain isn't a symptom of cancer, but we're going to send you anyway because this isn't normal.
Right.
Yeah. So I went, they hooked me up with a mammogram. Oh, that week I got my mammogram and then got my results the same day that the referral came in, which was a full month from when they
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you on like Medi-Cal?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So I could go on a rant Planned Parenthood forever. Again. Saved my ass.
Oh, yeah.
And your tits.
And my tits. And, I mean, everything came out negative. That's great. But people they kept
sending
me.
Did they ever figure out what the pain is, though?
No.
It was Emery doing this.
That's so weird. You still have it?
I still have it. Could be perimenopause, which is premenopause. It could be a whole bunch of weird things. It could be because I've worked out a lot. You know,
I've been having middle pet pain.
I wake up in the middle of the night. Look. There's a dog right there.
You mean in the middle of your chest?
My solar plexus.
Really?
Okay, look. What? There's a picture of a hand on the floor next to a chair with a beautiful Caroline Gayle.
That's me. Caroline Gayle. That's me in
so
a
if you're listening
that's
to
so
the,
hot.
If you're listening, she's sitting in a chair. Again, looks like the 20s. It's very period
on
piece,
point.
So to speak.
Thank you.
Speaking of period piece.
Hello.
Here she is bleeding out.
Those are my intestines.
On plates.
On plates.
Yeah. And and here's the other one, a little close up.
Wow,
those are my tits.
Tits.
No, wait. My tits.
Are those your actual boobs?
Those are my actual boobs.
Okay. Those aren't stunt tits.
So what was great
I would assume stunt.
Your
tits.
Intestines look better than my tits.
My what was really cool is there were more intestines on that table than I think. Like I think my intestines weighed more than I actually do.
That's
like,
hilarious.
They put more.
Of course,
they
had to make it.
Me.
It's a movie, dude. You got to make it look as gross as possible.
No, what was great about my shot is like we were shooting during a heat wave and we were shooting in the Herald Examiner building, which gets really fucking hot with the lights and everything. But because my intestines were real intestinal casing, they had to refrigerate them. So
they were nice and cold.
So I was cold while everyone
You're
else
like,
was sweating balls.
It oh my
was
god!
Bad.
So that's nice.
Like a nice belly, ice belly.
You're like this is comfortable as you're covered.
The only issue I had with that shoot is I decided I was going to be dead with my eyes open, and when they're shooting your dead body and your eyes are open, you realize how often you actually need to blink. It's terrible.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah, so being a dead body.
You decided.
Hard,
they were like, "Do you want to be dead with your eyes closed, eyes open?" I take eyes open.
Exactly.
They didn't direct me. I just did it, and they were like,
"A creative
choice, Caroline. You're the best dead body."
Okay,
ever.
Now she's just making shit up.
What if you just get so much work as dead bodies? You
have
a reel of
you. May have to release
just
this
clips
movie
of you in every
so
CSI.
Get, like,
I CSI need
that.
Work.
You okay. do.
I need that out there. In the
Although
world.
You have to be like a talking dead body. So I guess that means you're going on a zombie show now.
I'm okay with
you're
that.
You're going to get cadaver
talking dead.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
okay with that.
Totally
okay
cadaver typed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Like
take a break.
All right.
Break.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this unavoidable irritation. Good news, everybody. That's right. We have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I went to a feminist picnic the other day. It was great. apart from the fact that no one made any sandwiches.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton, Caroline Gale, and Lisa Kastner. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Lisa Thank has you. Three first names.
That's a lot.
Well, your Kastner isn't a first name.
No, it? But it could be.
Lisa Diane Kastner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use it that way? Do you Lisa. Have people call you that?
Well, I make them blend it together so it comes out Lisa Diane Kastner.
I like that. I do a little of that.
Caroline. You guys have a lot of names.
What's your middle name?
I can't reveal that. Then you'll know my real last name.
Oh!
I can't do it.
Make one up.
Mm. I didn't know any of that.
What? Mystery Tiny girl.
Tits.
Now I gotta stalk you more.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're really bad at stalking me.
I know. The other really day, I'm just driving home, and I had Waze running, and I was in an area I never have driven that I didn't know where I was. And I round a corner, and I see this apartment complex that looks exactly like where we dropped her off last time. So I threw a text to her, and I was like, hey, is your apartment at this location? And she's like, no.
You're a terrible
stalker.
And then
you're like, it's so creepy.
So wait, no, so really? That redhead isn't you that I'm watching through her window.
Yeah.
I guess, right? I should get off the balcony.
Whose balcony am I jerking off?
Shit.
Sure, I just drove by her apartment. I was just going to say, I'm waving hi. And hey. No, nothing. I'm
nope.
just,
Sorry,
no,
guys.
Worst stalker ever.
Worst stalker ever. You don't know my real last name.
Shit.
You
shit.
Failed all men.
God.
You did. Seriously.
Stalking shows
Are
you
all
care.
Men stalkers? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, for me.
Yeah. In our experience, men are stalkers.
Yeah. Anyone who's unattractive and won't leave you alone is a stalker.
Yeah.
Can't be anyway, a stalker if he's cute.
That is interesting, isn't it?
No.
A hot guy can stalk the shit out of someone.
It's never creepy Absolutely. Unless they're ugly.
No, they whack. Can, and it's still creepy.
It is?
Yeah.
Right. I disagree.
She disagrees. Oh. Fight.
You guys go.
I only disagree in theory. Go no hot guy is ever doing creepy things to me. But I wait.
You have
outside
to have
their
guys.
Window.
Like,
I'm the stalker.
One day.
Guys hit on you. You cut it out.
No, yeah, so guys hit on anything.
You could totally stalk a guy and then just be like, he's stalking me.
He's exactly. obsessed
yeah.
with me.
Yeah. He's so obsessed with
I'm
me.
I'm in his closet and he won't stop staring at me.
Exactly. How I come he's everywhere closet. Where I am? It's not
Seriously.
Like...
Because you keep showing up at his job.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me live.
Leave me alone.
Like, get off this roof where I'm building.
Is the uncomfortableness in my laugh coming through?
Well, okay. Now you're starting to have like flashbacks of when she was like following you around.
Right. Yeah.
I've been here for the last 20 years.
All right, now I want to talk about something on this show that I think is, I think it's poignant. I think we have the right panel for this discussion. The Planned Parenthood thing.
I was going to say that.
What, really?
Oh, my God.
You took away her right to say
you
that.
Did, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was my whole fucking segue.
Really?
I stole it again.
Heather, the man is trying to keep you down.
I know.
I'm trying to keep the show moving. I'm trying to keep the show moving.
I was going to do it.
Heather.
Well, she did. Actually, you did kind of foreshadow it earlier.
That's right. And then that was where I was going.
That's okay. He just kind of continued.
Yeah, it was her choice.
Do we have
it's my choice.
It was her choice.
You're pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice to move this shit along. Right?
Well, take it. We can edit that out.
No, you can say it.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Shit.
Well, the guy, do we know his name? Chavetz, is that his name? The
Congressman? Shove it up his ass? It's,
yeah.
Chavetz.
Man, he's a piece of shit. So, do you guys know anything about the congressional hearing with the woman who runs, the CEO who runs
Planned
Parenthood?
Then they, like, keep, I don't.
You don't follow any of it.
I followed I read what I want to see, then I don't follow up on the facts.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, I just followed it to the point of saying they've lost their minds.
I got a job.
Is that her?
Yeah, no, no.
This is an ad.
This is an MSNBC coverage of this moment. It's not, four and a half hour. Oh,
didn't
what is
he
it?
Keep
it's not a good video.
Interrupting her?
Over and over and over. Everyone did. It was not an inquiry for the truth. It was absolutely nothing like that.
It was just time for them to spew their bullshit.
Every American should go watch this hearing, this congressional inquiry into Planned Parenthood's activities. Everyone should go watch it.
Yeah.
And then everyone should attack the congresspeople who attacked this woman. Everyone should.
Yeah.
It was insidious. It was absolutely horrific. It made me crazy. Here's a few moments of it. Here we go.
The risk of getting a little little personal. My wife.
Julie, he talks about
his wife.
I've been
married some 24 years.
Like he's ever been laid.
Like he's been fucking
in the bathroom. Our 25th wedding anniversary coming up in February.
We don't care. Fuck.
I'm proud of my wife. She.
We're not. She married you.
She got her degree in psychology. Later in life, after
so notice all the emotion
kids,
he's trying to like force through.
Oh, it feels like he's faking
all those people
yeah.
that he's like trying to cry.
He's
exactly.
an awful piece of shit.
Oh my God.
Plastic surgeon.
What?
This plastic surgeon is involved in helping women who are having to have their breasts removed. And my wife, since her day, helping these women.
Oh, shut up. I'm stopping him. I'm not watching.
She answers phones at a plastic surgeon's office.
No, I'm sure she's a plastic surgeon. That's what he said.
Oh.
But here's the deal.
I choose to believe that she answers phones.
The entire thing, and I'll pull up a link here in a minute of some excerpts, I think, from Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Maddow.
Show. They just interrupted this woman that they badgered
who
her.
Was representing yeah. Planned
they didn't give her a chance to like fully respond.
But
no,
that's
no,
not unusual.
No.
I mean, that's actually
sounds
pretty
like
normal.
Congress.
I've seen a lot of
it does actually.
I've seen a lot of congressional hearings.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree that it gets heated, and I agree, but not letting her speak mm-hmm. was really kind of. I've seen that before.
It was gross.
But it was uniquely awful. I mean, really, really awful. And, all right, let me find this.
All I see are
intestines on the screen.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm actually trying
Thank
to figure
you.
Out how to get
Thanks.
Rid of this.
Thanks. I worked
yeah.
really hard
well,
on
so,
that.
I was just going to say, I mean.
So they had been preparing for this
sorry,
for months.
We'll get right back
they
to
were
it.
Very sure of themselves, very sure of themselves. And from the beginning, the chairman was in a real hurry, a very obvious hurry. He clearly had a bunch of stuff to say, but he couldn't really pause to wait for the answers. He was hurrying. He was hurrying toward something that he really wanted to get to.
Congressman, let me tell
no,
you.
No. We don't have time for a big narrative. I just
I'm not going
to
give you a, you asked
yes
me
or
a,
no.
You asked me a question.
Yes or no?
We don't
Fuck
own
you.
Anything in those countries. What? Our,
okay.
Our global.
We keep going.
Well,
I have to keep going.
We've been extremely forthcoming with all of our documents.
Let me go to
so.
The next one.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I won't.
No, I won't. I'm in a hurry here. Republican Chairman Jason Chaffetz was in a big hurry to get to his big finale. It turns out. And so he couldn't really waste time on anything else on the way there because he needed his big finish. His whole opening statement at this hearing today, the whole conduct of the hearing, which he ran, this whole inquisition, right? All leading up to his killer gotcha point. The big wallop, the big finale. So everything else had to be cleared off the table so we could get to the big gotcha moment. And then it just went horribly wrong.
My time, I've gone over time. I need to show this last slide. This one I don't understand.
We provide breast exams to, I can get you the numbers of how many hundreds of thousands of women received breast exams at Planned Parenthood last year. Has nothing to do with,
Here's the problem.
You created this slide. I have no idea what it is.
Well, it's the reduction over the course of years in pink. That's the reduction in the breast exams. And the red is the increase in the abortions.
Okay, I'm going to pause right here. This is what he put up.
Sticks.
It says Planned Parenthood.
His own chart that he made.
Planned Parenthood, exactly. Federation of America, abortions up, life-saving procedures down. So it goes from 2,007,371 on the left, cancer screenings and prevention services, from that down to 935,573 in 2013. So from 06 to 13, that's what it is. I know what you're going to say. And then crossing, it's an X on this on the page, and crossing it is the abortions. 289,750 in 2006, and then it goes up to 327,000, a round number, by the way.
So it's not more.
Well, the fact of the matter is, what were you going to say?
Lisa? It's an invalid graph.
It's not even a graph.
It's not a fucking graph. No, there is no XY axis.
There's no XY. You have to have a Y axis to finish this.
Correct.
And so this graph isn't a graph. It's a fucking hatchet shit ball fuck shit
propaganda.
Job. This dumb motherfucker, and he's a fucking lawmaker. This guy makes laws. This guy decides how people are going to live their lives in our fucking country.
No, this guy had an assistant of an assistant of an assistant and said, I need some visual graph that's going to get to the, like, make me
killer
look
point.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that is the person who created this. And he went, oh, it looks fantastic. Look, there's an X
there.
That is
an unpaid intern from college.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's so awful. Well, here's how it plays
out. That's what's going on in your organization.
This is a slide that has never been shown to me before. I'm happy to look at it. But it absolutely does not reflect what's happening at Planned Parenthood.
You're going to deny that if we take those numbers out of your report?
I'm going to deny the slide that you've just shown me that no one has ever provided us before. We've provided you all the information about everything, all the services that Planned Parenthood provides, and it doesn't feel like we're trying to get to the truth here. You just showed me this. I'm happy to look at it.
I pulled those numbers directly out of your corporate reports.
Liar.
My lawyers informing me that the source of this is actually Americans United for Life, which is an anti-abortion group, so I would check your source.
Then we will get to the bottom of the truth.
See his face drop?
Yeah. He didn't make it. He didn't draw it from anything. He got it from an anti-abortion propaganda machine. That's exactly what he did. So he's lying right there. He's lying under oath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they under oath too?
Why isn't he in trouble?
He's about to become our Speaker of the House.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What?
That's what's about to happen. Boehner stepped down, and the moron who precedes or who follows Boehner is...
Is Boehner switching parties?
No, he's just leaving.
Oh, yeah. Why did I think
no,
I read...
Leaving.
I think he's tired.
Probably the onion.
You had this dream, and in that dream you had a dog in the middle of your chest, and then Boehner switched parties.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So the guy is just absolutely lying. I went ahead and made my own bullshit graph, as you can see.
Oh, that looks great.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
So at the beginning of the hearing, there were 289,750 interruptions and generally dickish statements, which go up to 327,038 by the end of the hearing. At the beginning of the hearing, there was zero factual Republican statements, and by the end of the hearing, there was negative 935,573 negative Republican statements.
What a piece of garbage.
Or a non-factual.
No. That one's good.
No, that was good.
That
man is garbage.
And my graph, by the way, I made it so that it just looks like a swastika.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't get it.
It's a nice touch.
You because anyone can make a graph filled with lies.
I don't understand. Oh, look, my boobs.
So Planned Parenthood is awesome. And I went to them. They got... my shit to done right away. I didn't have to wait it for a fucking crazy ass long time.
Dude,
for
and
referrals.
The thing is, so many people will go like, oh, well, all that other stuff, like Obamacare, to the people who are like anti-Obamacare will be like, isn't Obamacare taking care of that other stuff? And it's not.
No.
Not efficiently. No.
No, it's not. No, all Obamacare is a way to make it so that we are at odds with the law if we can't afford insurance.
It's just a way for them to get money out of
you. That's what Obamacare ended up being. It's bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. I don't know if they're going to do something different down the road.
I hope so. It's terrible.
It's just worthless. So
I'm
does
happy
anyone
to have
here
insurance
have
because
Obamacare?
I'm poor. Yeah.
No.
I'm like living paycheck to check just to pay for my insurance because I needed medical care and right. I couldn't get like the free stuff like wasn't fast
so
enough.
You're too rich to get free stuff and too poor to be
Obamacare. I qualified for the free stuff and then I had to like lie and not have them check my finances to pay out of pocket for insurance because I couldn't get the help I needed with
Seriously.
The free insurance.
Wow.
You're,
so I'm like
serious health
I'm
issue.
Like starving
yeah
to get help with my health.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to take me out to dinner, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Anytime, baby. Anytime.
Breakfast is okay, too.
So anyway, I wanted to make sure that we talked. I mean, Planned Parenthood, should it be funded by the government? Does it need to be funded by the government? I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I just don't.
I think all insurance needs to be fucking funded by the government.
I
concur.
The thing is like, there is a part of me that's like, I'm glad there's government funding, but I do think if they were to cut that funding, I think people, which isn't, it doesn't mean it's okay, but I believe in the good of people to like pick up the gap. But also I think if you're going to cut that funding, I'm like, I'm okay with that if you cut that money that's coming away from me. Like,
you know,
if I'm not getting taxed, then that's going somewhere else.
Well, my problem with that idea,
in
Lisa,
theory,
go ahead.
I don't know that people would do that. I mean, I guess I'm a cynic in terms of that. I don't believe that if their government funding was actually cut, that others would chime in and somehow save Planned Parenthood.
Here's the reason
I'm
I think
a bit of a libertarian.
Yeah, I see that. And here's my problem with the libertarian view on this idea. When Reagan shut down the hospitalization for mental health.
Oh, yeah, that was a nightmare.
The streets filled with homeless people.
And they're
That's
still there.
That's what happened, and they're still there. Yeah. So people didn't step up.
No.
Individuals didn't step up, and corporations didn't step up. Nobody stepped up to fill that need.
No.
There are people on the streets right now in our country. There are people who come here. A friend of mine from Finland came here and was like, you've got to be shitting me. It's bizarre.
Well, to the point that California declared a state of emergency when it comes to the homeless population.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
I think it's like $6 million towards helping the homeless at this point.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're going to put fun. My thing, and this is just me being ignorant and not having researched politics. When they cut a bunch of stuff like that, are they cutting taxes for us, or are they just cut?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying, is if they were to cut taking the money.
Increase taxes in some capacity.
They just use it for other things.
Everything that I think is a good idea exists only in theory.
They're actually not taking enough money in to even pay for what they have. That's why we have deficit spending.
Exactly.
So if they cut it, they're just reducing the amount.
But how much are we spending on war?
That's exactly right.
Right.
The offense machine needs to be sliced in half. That's how I feel about it.
I'm sorry, when the government's like, we're in debt and can't pay for things, and then I have to go to like a government working, like a place that's run by government employees, and there's just a guy that sits over there and has no job. I'm like, well, what's this guy doing? Pay him to help me.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available in the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now. Go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. Is it just me, or should we all be worried that feminist is an anagram of I Fist Men?
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids, remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton, Caroline Gale, and Lisa Kastner.
Oh, my God!
I did it again.
Every show.
What is this?
Every show.
Do you do it on
Does
purpose?
Does he name someone back?
Kastner's an easy... That's an easy name.
It is.
You can't be trusted.
It means a box maker.
And you want to...
A box maker?
I'll show you why that should never happen. Venkataramanajam. I can say that.
Prashant.
Yes.
Why? Venkataramanajam.
Can you say his last name?
Venkataramanajam.
You fucked it way off.
Wait. Wow. Kataramanajam?
You just fisted his name.
I like her version better.
I do too.
I think you're saying it wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not.
No, no,
Venkataramanajam.
No, no.
Yeah, no,
your pronunciation is getting better.
Venkataramanajam. Venkataramanajam. Venkataramanajam.
You guys, I wanted to put his dick in my mouth once. I insist that I'm right.
He's hot. Oh, God damn. Just because you blew him.
It sounds like what you're saying when the dick is in my mouth. I've never had his dick in my mouth, but there was a moment where I pictured it.
Did you almost have a hookup with Venka?
I mean, in my mind.
In your mind?
We had a conversation and I was like, is this love? Mm-hmm. And then
he was like, which way is the bathroom?
Is this love?
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's enough.
Excuse me, I'm going to go away from you.
You asked him if it was love before anything had happened.
I mean,
what? We have to talk, Jessica.
What?
Michelle.
We all do that.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Stop it.
How would you know it's love if you don't?
That was
ask.
Inside voice, not inside voice. It was inside voice.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
No. That's okay.
So
you don't need
Let it out, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Vagina.
Yes. Vagina. Pussy. Cunt.
Cuntaramanamanajan.
Cuntarama.
He's a friend of the show.
Do you guys have...
What's happening? What is that? I think you need your headphones. What's going on now?
He has his own song?
Yeah, he does.
When we put him on the show, we made an intro song for him.
I want a song. Why don't we have songs?
I don't know.
What the fuck is this noise?
Because your names are pronounceable except for Kastner.
If only you knew my real last name.
God damn it, I'm going to find out now.
You're never going to know.
I know how to.
Your bum.
How?
Try saying it when you come.
I don't want to know.
It needs to be like in a field of daisies doing one of those like May rounds.
Somebody picked out what this song was really close to or identical to. I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
Nope.
Scales?
Come.
Indian word. What? It sounds a little absurd.
Still not about vaginas. Cunt pickles. Twats.
Where's the part about how he's in love with me?
Yeah.
Is that coming up soon?
The last pass.
If that one trips you up too, you can just call him
George.
Cecil.
You were close.
Very close. Cecil. Cecil's a joke. So
I like Cecil better.
Shelley.
we had Shelley Siegel doing the show with him, and she was hanging out at our place for a couple days, and she was like, oh, let's write a song for him. So
because we couldn't pronounce
that
it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was worried I would just fuck it up the whole show.
Mm. And you did.
You know what I'm talking about, Rassner.
Every time.
So, do you girls, you know, are what about the cunt word and the bitch
cunt
word?
I love the word cunt.
Cunt's amazing.
You know who hates the word cunt? Cunts.
Absolutely.
It's right out of my act.
I kind of feel like
that's
we need
right
to embrace it like the gay community embrace the term gay.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Gay, yeah. Well, some people don't like being called fags.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
So
you
and
know
some
who?
People love.
Fags.
Who? Cunts.
Cunts really hate being called fags.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone calls you a cunt... like, you know, you have a best girlfriend. She's like, shut up, cunt.
That's amazing.
That doesn't bother you or anything like that. Okay.
No.
So I think love it. So I love it off. In like a British way where it's
well,
just
yeah,
fun
the Brits,
to call people cunt.
It has a totally different
twat.
Quality.
Cunt. Twat.
It's like say twat.
Twat. Oh.
They say cunt.
Or they do. No. They say cunt a lot.
So yeah. But it's like a friendly. It's
but
like a.
Twat is worse.
It's like saying.
Like if you say twat, you get in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like cunt's not as mean as twat for Brits.
Yeah.
For Brits.
For Brits.
The breakdown of who gets more offended by which vagina.
Are there any words that you don't like feminine, female words that maybe they use?
Nappy dugout.
That's a terrible one.
What the hell?
Who calls your vagina that?
Where did that come from?
Wait, you named your vagina?
Why am I hard?
You named your vagina that?
No.
Now I want to name my vagina.
Have you not named your
vagina?
Cecil. No. We are totally doing the vagina monologues.
I don't. Happening. I've done it twice.
Really?
You've
should we do
show?
I really want to try to get. I want to do a version with like a bunch of comedians and stuff one year.
That would
like,
be great.
Like produce it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I never went to see that show and I never really wanted to because of the name.
Mm.
And I just don't. I'm a woman and I don't give a shit.
Because that word bothered you?
No, because I don't. Because
you're like, I don't
really vagina monologue
you.
Just sounds. Like,
you're like, I don't even
hear
you. Picture like, a vagina talking to you, like telling you in-depth stories.
It's like,
life.
It's like a stereotype like, of a feminist in
life,
a play.
Gosh, it's a stereotype then.
It does sound like it's so, kind of going to be
I mean,
kind of
it's,
awful,
it's,
but
it's
I don't
empowering.
Know what the content is.
There is a whole monologue about the word cunt, which is cool.
Well, to me, it sounds like it's going to be a bunch of like righteous women, feminists.
It's
going,
never going to reach an audience besides like preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like it's not moving anybody. It's just a bunch of other... lesbians or like hardcore feminists showing up and being like, I agree with that poem.
Oh, fuck that.
No.
But I was there.
No.
Are you guys feminists?
In the room.
Do you consider yourself feminist?
I consider myself a humanist.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't like to say I'm a feminist because I think it implies that I blog. Hello.
That's awesome. Wow.
One of my favorite comics.
Oh, thank
you're,
you.
You crack me up every time we're hanging. You're just aww. Really, really funny.
I like that you say humanist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real word because I always just go, why aren't we called equalists?
We're equalists.
Because why are you... I mean, yeah. I'm not going to do a bit on you guys, but I'm working on a bit about it because of the stereotypes.
Right.
Because you have these extreme feminists that it's like... I think with any movement for equality, I guess there's always the people that's like, do you want equal? Or like, do you want to like get your like a... It's like, why are you trying to like... hold other you want to be ahead, you know what I'm saying,
you want to be on top, you want to be the dominant,
you're trying to get your hairy leg up,
you want to be like, you know what's great, women, you know what sucks, men. That's kind of
what
that applies to me,
and I don't like that.
No, I don't either.
It's gross.
I mean, it's a small portion of the feminist community that falls into that category.
They're
just the right side of the bell,
but they're the loudest.
They are just loud.
Yeah, very loud.
Like, let's get,
you guys are pretty loud right now. I'm just gonna say that
we're very good at that.
Well, stop attacking. Like, I feel like there's an attack on single white males.
That's
well, yeah, that's,
and it's not but, that it's like poor them, but it's like, okay, let's remember they didn't choose that either.
Well, I mean, once they get us to really shut up, once they succeed in their goal, I mean,
shut
then we
the
will
fuck
be the
up,
oppressed
Emery.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I was just
going to
say, so when you were talking about like what terminology do we have any issue with, and I more so have an issue with the stereotype around feminism, because to me, feminism is supposed to mean that we have equal rights and have a choice in what we are or are not going to do. And in reality, men should have that. As anybody who selects whatever type of gender or whatever type of
identifier
that they so choose. So, you know, I consider myself whatever my version of feminist is, which is more of, I guess, as you were saying, along
humanist.
The lines of a humanist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in equal opportunity.
There is a group called Women Against Feminism.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And really what it seems like they're about is the loud, crazy ones that are like, oh,
the extremists.
One, the extremists. Yeah, I don't need feminism because I believe blaming one gender does not empower another. Work and show potential. Another's work or show, I don't know, whatever. Do not complain. That is how you achieve equality. Well,
yeah, I mean, then someone goes like, you're saying that because the patriarch has taught you to never open your mouth.
Yes.
Well, now what's interesting is millennials, I seem to be like the encyclopedia of useless knowledge right now, but millennials, I know, right?
Tell me more. Now I'm going to listen because I have pigtails in my hair. tell me more.
Millennials actually, so back in the day, women went to college in order to find a mate, right? So
yeah, you get your MRS.
Yeah, yes, your MRS degree, yes.
That's right. And so now millennials are tending to go more toward either doing that similar thing. And actually, it turns out that there have been articles about like the University of Pennsylvania and all of the Ivy Leagues that women are still doing that. They're going to find their future mate. Right.
Oh, wow.
But then on the other side of
whatever
the coin, among millennials, there are a lot of men who are so choosing to stay home. So they're being the stay at home moms and the wives are going out and they're being whatever, you know, the careerist.
Yeah.
Bringing home the bacon.
Yeah. They're bringing home that bacon.
Is that progress?
We were at Tim Minchin's house. I was standing in his kitchen.
You just wanted to Let say that because there that are two redheads you. In the room.
I was standing in his kitchen. We had just finished, we were just about to interview Ryan Bell for the movie A Year Without God. And I was very happy and grateful to be standing in his kitchen drinking coffee with him. And I said to him,
please,
I don't want to, yeah. Please do me on your kitchen table right now.
You're really moving the cause forward, honey.
Shut up. I am. Want it work for me.
I'll make you a sandwich afterwards.
I'm a feminist. I can do what I want.
Sorry.
I said to him, I don't call myself a feminist. And he was like, don't you ever say that. And I was like, what?
Because then
we need people like you. We need feminists like you. There are those feminists.
That's why I.
That are the loud crowd, the outrageous crowd who blame, you know, men and are starting all the trouble. And it's just drama, drama, drama.
Yep.
We need people with minds like you to call yourselves feminists so we can show that not everybody thinks that way. Yeah. And I was like,
oh. You know he's right.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Or maybe they just need to rebrand the term.
Well, like,
it's not going to happen.
It's like, you know, gays owning gay.
Rebranding the term, I think, is just always going to end up with absolute splintering. It's just...
Yeah. You know what I think is the big difference in this movement versus a lot of previous, like, civil rights or whatever type of movements? And to be fair, the guy I'm dating has a bit about it, but it's a really good point that, like, we're now in an age where, like, everyone's voice can be heard.
Yeah. True.
So it's not that, like, in other movements there weren't crazy people, like, and he does a comparison to, like, the civil rights movement. There's some guy behind Martin Luther King at the microphone, like
yeah, kill all the white people!
And he's like, no, man.
Settle down.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
like, but it is the first time that anyone has an outlet, so you're exposed to that you're like, oh, this must be what a feminist is.
And it's the like, architecture has changed, not the state of mind or anything like that. Yeah. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Do we want to name who you just stole from?
Huh? Oh, I was borrowing the idea. His name's Danny Jollis. Go see him. He's very funny.
Why didn't we book him with you?
You can book him any IP. He would do it.
Cool, cool.
Let's take a break.
Thanks, Danny. We should have had him.
You got a big old dick.
So clearly,
she's pitching this guy.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after I cry into my tiny penis. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to all the live listeners from last week. Joe Swam's a big fat fag. Joe Swam eats donkey dung. Joe Swam has taken more fists than Mike Tyson's girlfriends combined. Joe Swam shoves carrots up his ass. Joe Swam sucks toe jam. Joe Swam a lemon ding dong. Joe Swam never gets laid. Joe Swam jerks it for money. Joe Swam drinks fag juice. Joe Swam has a vagina. Joe Swam's mom. And Joe Swam. Thanks for being there, everybody.
Was that really all the names on the wall last week?
Sure it was.
It's because we haven't done a show in a few weeks. All right. And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Jessica Michelle Singleton, Caroline Gale, and Lisa Kastner. I said them right. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Woo. Yeah.
That's the final break.
So, yeah, I consider myself a feminist. I am not in, like, I consider myself a feminist because I do what I want.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And I want women to have
for equal rights.
I want women to have equal rights.
Equal pay for women.
I would love that. I would love that. And I understand why some women are more extreme about it and are pissed off because maybe something, you know, has happened. They're seeing what's happening to women all over the world, especially with
which is easy when you look at a global scale too to get a lot more angry because
religion too. Bring religion into it because women are, you know,
constantly oppressed.
Pretty much oppressed in most religions.
All of your guests are like women in male dominated professions, by the way. You're in comedy, I'm in magic, and you do writing. These are all very like male heavy, male centric career choices.
You have to be a feminist in the sense of like wanting equality.
And you're equal fighting your ass off to get
Let's talk about that for a minute. A male dominated, what were you going to say?
Well, that's the thing too, is with being in a male dominated industry as a female, and I don't know if you guys can get behind me on this, but like, hello.
I'd love to get the high.
It's not enough to be as good as the men that you're competing with.
No question.
Right. I have to go on a show and be and bury everyone for me to even like be considered like to get the same amount of pay as like some. I mean, I feel like that's a real thing.
So it is a real thing.
There was actually a writer who. So for people who don't know about this, whenever you wrote a novel or a memoir or some nonfiction like a book length piece, you send out a query, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a woman who sent out a query under her original name, which was like, let's say Mary. I don't really know.
Right.
And she got rejected immediately, like to dozens and dozens of different agents.
I know where this is going, and I'm so mad.
So she then turned around and said, you know what? I want to see something. So she then resent it under her first name and middle name initials and her last name. The responses from agents were insane. All of a sudden, they're coming back saying, oh my God, I have to read the full length of this. And she started actually getting offers, and she was horrified.
It is
she was
horrifying.
Like, this has not changed.
That's insane.
The content hasn't changed. This writing sample I sent you hasn't changed. My bio hasn't changed. But now you think I'm a man.
They like immediately threw it out because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a friend on the internet who, she's an African-American woman, and she was venting about how she feels like pissed off that she wanted to go to a job interview. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, a corporate job interview, and she has to change her hair, change her look, change her, you know, appearance.
Be a non-threatening black person.
Right. Non-threatening black woman to go to this job interview because she just knows from experience that she was going to straighten her hair and cut it and wear a business suit and look as non-threatening as possible and smart. Like, I've done it myself. I put on glasses when going to different things to see what
the response
And it's always been like, they'll come and talk to me and they'll look me in my eyes. And this is me going out with Emery in the past. Mm-hmm. And when we go out and I'm not wearing that stuff and I'm all dressed up, they're talking to Emery.
Shit.
So yeah, it's a real thing.
Now it's this is not the same topic, I guess, but like my husband's African American and he's dark skinned, and Heather and I both grew up in Camden, New Jersey, and at the time it was the most dangerous city in America. Blah 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 blah
black,
blah.
Primarily black and Hispanic. People.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I thought I understood white privilege, but only when I started we started living together and going out, and I would see how people respond to him if they saw him first. Or if they saw me first. And it varied based on, I think a combination of socioeconomic background and ethnicity.
Oh my God.
Your husband also dresses eccentrically. Like he has a cool style.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he stands out. He definitely, he's also a very large man.
Yeah.
And he's got long dreadlocks or braids?
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. Yeah. And his long hair. He's gorgeous. And so he absolutely, when he walks in the room, people are like, oh. Right. There's a big black man with dreadlocks.
He's here. Like, there's no denying.
There's no denying him.
He shows up.
So I can see how it would be confusing to have you both walking in somewhere together and going, okay, what's this about?
What?
You know what's funny? I dated an Indian guy for a while in college, and I would still...
Vekatramanajam.
That's why you wanted his cock in your mouth.
Thanks.
No, but I still... I would still do the, like... I would still do double takes with interracial couples.
Yeah.
Really?
My brain was still like...
I did that too. I mean, I was born from an interracial couple.
Yes, you were.
But growing
your
up,
your brain has these pictures in it.
Right. It was really funny. There was a story I remember. I was walking in. Remember Woolworths, Lisa?
Oh my God.
We were walking
Woolworths.
We lived in Woolworths.
Yeah, we sure did. We were walking. Me and my mother were walking in Woolworths. I was very small, and I remember seeing a thin black woman with one of those like afros, you know, with the fucking fists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, I want to grow up to look just like that. And my mom just looked at me. That's what I thought a black woman looked like to me. Okay.
That in your head, like that was
that was what a black woman was. Just a woman, afro hair. And I didn't even have that kind of hair. I can't get that afro.
I
was like,
my
that's what I'm
going to
look like
hair.
When I grew up. And she just looked at me like, you are confusing me, child. And it's funny because I would do things like walk up to interracial couples and look at their children. I'm like, your children are so cool. How do they deal with their interracial parents? You know, and I would like ask questions.
You're and just so curious.
Yeah. And one guy was like, well, my wife is white, you know, like they weren't interracial, but the kids were or something, you know, and I'm like, I'm so cute.
You're like, how is that possible?
So my own self view was very crazy from growing up all around black people and mostly black and Hispanic. The only white people I really knew was your family.
Right.
And my mom. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And when we went to the Cherry Hill Mall, which was primarily
we saw
Caucasian.
Lots of, that was kind of suburbish. So we went to the mall and there was all these like, you know.
White people
with, it was the 80s, so.
Big hair.
So you were at the good mall.
Yeah.
We were at the good mall.
The nice mall.
Understand, like Camden City burned to the ground, you know, what, like 10 years before we came into an existence.
Good
so
gracious.
There was no Camden City Mall.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
when the cow knocked over the lantern?
Outside Woolworths.
Yeah.
Woolworths.
Right outside of Woolworths.
Kick. It was, yeah, exactly.
But back to being a woman, because I am. I've got boobs.
Vagina.
I've got one.
For now.
I have nothing to say. Go ahead. Go ahead, Emery.
Well, I want to I want to talk about the debate about women having children. Should women have children?
You're not allowed to talk about this. This is my show today. So why don't we talk about...
don't let the man keep you down. Awesome. Don't let the man keep you down.
Fuck you, Emery. None of these people on the panel here have children. Is that the case?
I do not. I will not have children.
What about you, Caroline? You don't have any kids, right?
I don't have any kids.
Lisa,
is that because you're not wired to have them, or is that because you've got a cyst? What's the story?
Shut up. Lisa, you have kids.
No, I don't have kids. Mm-mm.
And I don't have kids. And I don't.
Does
want
anyone
kids.
Want kids?
I could see myself maybe way further down the line if I was as successful as if I was just really successful adopting children.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Because it.
You don't want to tear your body up.
No, because there's kids that are unloved, and I think when people go like it's selfish to get an abortion, I will never defend being pro-choice on the aspect of by going. It's not murder. Because I'm like, maybe it's murder, but like, we're running out of resources. And there's all these kids over here in these foster homes and just in these programs who nobody loves.
Right.
We're not running out of resources.
We are going to run
out
of resources.
We're not running out of resources.
The sun's going to explode.
We have a nutty amount of resources.
No.
And we have a nutty amount of space. The problem,
okay, resources aside, there's kids that need love and they're not getting them. And also the same reason I wouldn't have a kid now.
I just want your argument to be sound. I'm trying to help you with your argument. That's all I'm
this
trying
is all
to
do.
The man
you.
Is
the
speaking.
The man is trying to tell you how to argue.
You think I don't know how to count the resources? I counted my resources.
She can't count
I have
her foods.
No.
She can't count her monies.
She got
food. She got food. She got monies.
I don't know how I ever got
laid
ever.
She got the body.
I don't know either.
We're just like, woo.
We're like, question mark?
Question mark? Shrug. I guess, I mean, that's where my...
You're right, by the way. You're totally right, in my opinion.
The reason I'm pro-choice isn't out of like...
Well, you sound pro-death.
Well, yeah, no, I should be able to murder my own kid, babies.
All right.
No, the thing is that, like, I grew up unloved. And, like, I had a lot of moments where I was like, hey, genuine moments where I was like, I didn't ask for this.
Right.
And there's just, people are like, I need to make my own baby. And there's just kids that, like, are so alone.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
I actually, people who are like, I need to make my own baby, they actually do annoy me. Like, especially.
It's never the people you would want to reproduce. We're like, I gotta make my own baby.
Yeah. You're like,
what
no.
with one tooth?
Yeah. Right, like, exactly.
I don't think those people actually
living
choose
on the street.
When they're gonna have their own baby, though. Those are the people that just are like, well, like, this accident
I can't
is the best thing that's ever happened.
This miracle.
This
it's
is a miracle.
Science. They're like,
I'm all for being single or married or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Planning to have a child and then doing it.
That's
I'm for that.
Me.
Oh yeah.
I'm also for an accident happening and you going, "Oops, well, I'm not going to have this baby, so I'm going to have an abortion." I'm for that. I'm also for, "Oops, it's happened. I'm going to keep the baby,
but I have the resources.
But I have the resources, and I'm going to take care of it." But I'm not for those
choice.
People who just stubbornly and selfishly go out and have a million kids, whether they have the resources or not, and just these poor fucking kids suffer.
And
I'm not
well,
for
and
that.
It's like,
I need a baby, hi.
Well, and well, that's the other thing, too, is that I have like pro-life people in my family on my Facebook, and like, and they're just out there, these like extremists of like, you care so much about life, but like, what adoption agency are you registered at? Yeah. Are you a foster parent? Like, you care about the life until it comes out, and then you're like, don't suck. You better not live off the welfare system. And it's like, what do you want?
That child did not choose to
like, I can't afford this kid, but you
can't
made
have
me
it
have
both,
it.
Can't have it both ways.
Yeah.
Right. I've always decided, did you want to say something?
Well, those people are keeping the population in check by supporting more.
That's true. The show is this free portion is almost over, and if you're listening live, stay on the chat room because you will get to listen to the premium portion for free instead of having to pay the $10 per year like everybody else. But I wanted to say that, and Lisa probably knows this about me, when I was in elementary school, I decided very early on that I'd never wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
Because of how I was brought up and because of how I watched my mom suffer as a single mom. Yes. And how we lived in a very, very poor community, and just I watched it kick her ass, and I was like, I am never doing that to a kid.
Right.
I'm miserable. She's miserable. I'm never fucking doing it to a kid.
Yeah.
Never.
Be sure and check out the premium portion of the show where we talk about Heather's three abortions. That's it for the free version of episode 100, another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests Jessica Michelle Singleton, Caroline Gale, and Lisa Kastner. I also want to thank my co-host and producer Heather Henderson and our camera switcher Ryan Magnan. Tune in next week when our guests will be
People on the Move,
and we'll be talking about
those lazy bastards. Our theme music courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator Joseph Broccoli Swam and our digital publicist and web guru Cameron Bukaki Winters.
Cocky Winter?
No, he likes it.
Where can people find you, Jessica Michelle Singleton?
All over the internet at JMS Comedy.
That's brilliant. JMS is easy to find. Where can people find you, Caroline?
At Carol Gale or at CarolineGale.com.
Carol Gale? CarolineGale.com. Do you have something you want to share publicly?
I have a website, Lisa Diane Kastner or Katzner or Karsner or whatever you want to call it, .com.
Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours.
Skeptically Yours.
Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe. Thanks for being here, guys.
China.
Thank you.
Hang out on the wall. We will be back. If you listen live, you get the premium version of the show for free. Don't go anywhere.